We're starting Reish Tzadi Gimel, where before we can get to Havdalah, which appears at the end of this simon, so we have here Dine Arvis B'Motzei Shabbos. So there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos, in Shabbos, excuse me, Kufyot Chesmet Beis, Amar of Yossi, Yechelki, my chelek should be with the machnisei Shabbos b'Tveria, u'motzoi Shabbos b'Tzipori. Those who bring Shabbos in Tveria, and they let Shabbos out in Tzipori. What does that mean? That you start Shabbos in one, you walk outside of the Tchum, and you go from Tveria to Tzipori, right? It's two different cities in the north. Obviously, it doesn't mean that. You have to stay in the same place for Shabbos. What does it mean? So Rashi says that Tveria is surrounded by mountains. And therefore, it gets dark before the sun really sets, because the mountains block the sun. So everybody would bring in Shabbos early, because they weren't sure exactly when Shabbos was, because it started to get dark. So Tveria was known as a city that brought in Shabbos. And Tzipori is up on a mountain, which means that even after the sun set, they still were able to see the light. So they always took out Shabbos late. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. So Rav Yossi says that my chelek should be amongst those who are most sifant to Shabbos. They take Shabbos in early, they take out Shabbos late. So based on this, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, right here in Reish Tzadi Gimel Aleph, ma'achrin tfilas arvis k'dei lehosef michol al kodesh. You have to be ma'acher, ma'ir. You're supposed to daven ma'ir a little bit late. So the Prima Gadim writes on this sif here, that it shows your love for Shabbos. It shows that Shabbos is not a masoi. You're not rushing to daven. You're not rushing to daven on Motzei Shabbos. The Ramah, actually, in this same simon, if you look towards the end of the simon, very end of the simon, V'noagin lomar v'hu rachum u'baruchu ba'arichus noam k'dei lehosif mechol al ha'kodesh. And you might notice that sometimes, you might have thought it was a shtick, but right, what do people do sometimes? Rachum on Motzei Shabbos. So why are they doing Rachum? So it's the kindness Ramah that you're supposed to delay a little bit. Oh, it's only an extra second. Correct, but it shows a certain chavibus for Shabbos that we don't want to end Shabbos early. Now it's interesting. There are some communities in Chutz Laaretz that actually daven Maariv before Shabbos is over. Here, people are makbid. Yeah, next door they daven early. So in America also, there's a lot of shuls that are knowing to daven 10 minutes before Shabbos is over. Yeah. And that way, the minute Shabbos is over, right on time. So in the Pashas, the Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to do that. The only maybe Malamed Tzchus is that it's still later than they daven Maariv during the week. Yeah. They daven Maariv during the week much earlier. So Shabbos, they're still doing it later. But there's certainly an inyan to push off Maariv a little bit. I'll share a beautiful vort. This is a great vort to have in your pocket if you're ever stuck on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. You don't have a Dvar Torah, you can pull this Dvar Torah out any day of the week, any week of the year, because it has to do with the Zmiros. So it's not Shabbos, it's not Parsha specific. So in one of the Zmiros we say, Hami'acharim Motzeis Min HaShabbos, Hami'acharim Motzeis Min HaShabbos, U'maharim Lavo. So everybody points out that it's backwards, right? You're Ma'achar Motzeis Min HaShabbos, you end Shabbos late, and then you memar lavo, you bring in Shabbos early. What's pshat? So some explain based on the Medrash. The Medrash says that we know that the first Shabbos that Klal Yisrael got was at Morrow, and Klal Yisrael were not so excited to have it. So the Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Try it, once. If you don't like it, you don't have to have it. Try it once." So the first Shabbos, they obviously didn't bring it in early. They didn't even know what it was yet. Shabbos was so halig that when Shabbos ended, they wanted to push it off. So the first Shabbos, they pushed it off, ending it. And then the next week, they brought it in early. So chronologically, that's just the way it works. They were ma'acher lotzeis min ha'Shabbos. And the next week, they were ma'arim lovo. So that's a pshat based on the Medrash. But you could say a different pshat in the Lashon of the Zmiros. You could say that everybody loves to bring in Shabbos early. Hence, we have early Shabbos. Nobody, first of all, everyone wants to get out of the week already. Everyone's tired from the week. One Shabbos, Bo Menucha, you get to relax, and you get a nice long sleep. Everybody likes to bring in Shabbos early. But most people don't like to take out Shabbos late, right? Usually, once it's Shabbos, you want to check your phone, you go out. You know, you don't like when people You know, like when people delay. So ma'acher latzeis ben haShabbos. It's praising those who are ma'acher to push off Shabbos. It's megale that then when they were ma'acher lavo, that was also l'chavod Shabbos. Generally, we can't tell just by being ma'acher lavo to bring in an early. That's not a sign that you love Shabbos. It's only once you were ma'acher latzeis ben haShabbos, then we know that the ma'acher lavo was also because of the chavivus of Shabbos. But that's this. That's what the Ramah tells us here. We the Shulchan Aruch had already told us that you should start Shabbos early, losif mishcho kodesh, and now the Shulchan Aruch is telling us also to push it off when you end it. Okay. Shulchan Aruch continues. You have to be careful not to do malacha until you see three stars. You have to make sure that it's really dark, and if it's a cloudy day, you have to make sure to wait until you're for sure there's no suffix anymore. What was that?
Right.
Even in Beit Shemesh, it's hard to see the stars. There's so many lights. Sif Gimel. Mishu Onos, Kigon Shitzarach L'Hachshich Al Tchum Medvar Mitzvah. A person needs to leave right after Shabbos. So he's in Onos. So he's Yochol L'Spalel Shemotzoi Shabbos B'Plaga Mincho L'Maila U'L'Hav Yom Yad. So, big Chiddush. You could dive in Mariv even already from Plaga Mincha, meaning it's still the Shabbos. Right? Shabbos ended last past week like at 6:20. So I know Plaga was probably like 4:45 or something, 5 o'clock. You could only dive in Mariv at that time. And not such as a big chiddush, because we already know that there's a discussion of Yehuda, Chachamim, when does Mincha, Mariv end? Does it end at Plaga? Does it end at Shkia? But what says, but here the chiddush is, and you can even be Mavdil. Make Havdalah on Shabbos. Now, obviously, you don't light a nair, and you can't do Asiyas Malacha yet, but you're able to do Havdalah on Shabbos. And it's a little interesting because normally, when it comes to Kinyonim, I can do a Kinyon today and say it'll be Chal tomorrow. Geirushin, Kiddushin, I can give the get today and say it's Chal in 30 days from now. But generally, you can't do a mitzvah today and say it'll be Chal tomorrow. I can't take a lulav today and say, okay, when Sukkot comes, so the mitzvah will be chal then. You have to do it b'shaito. So the fact that you could daven ma'ariv, I know, because you learned daven ma'ariv early. But how can you make havdalah when it's still Shabbos? It's very strange. What it seems to indicate to us is that, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more in a minute, havdalah is not what makes Shabbos end. Shabbos ends when Shabbos ends, or when you decide to end Shabbos. It's not havdalah. At least Midyo Raisa, it's not Havdalah to end Shabbos. Havdalah, like Kiddush, just like Kiddush doesn't bring in Shabbos, we make Kiddush when we're already in the middle of Shabbos. Kiddush doesn't bring in Shabbos. Havdalah doesn't end Shabbos. Midyo Raisa, at least, what ends Shabbos is that the Zman is over. Just like what starts Shabbos is when the Zman begins. So this is an interesting Kiddush that a person could even make Havdalah before Shabbos ends. Okay, Vayter Reish Tzadi Dal. Now we start to get the Dinei Havdalah. And we say here, Dinei Havdalah B'Tfilah. So what are we talking about, Dinei Havdalah B'Tfilah? So first of all, the Rambam, I think we mentioned this when we first started talking about Kiddush, the Rambam writes that Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa because it's the other side of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush is to designate Shabbos as a unique day. And by doing that, the Rambam says, how does one do that? He does it. Mitzvahs aseim in HaTorah, the Rambam says, L'Kadesh, it's Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim. And Tzorach L'Zochrehu B'Knisoso U'B'Yitziyoso. B'Knisoso B'Kiddush, B'Yitziyoso B'Havdalah. You see that the Rambam learns Kiddush and Havdalah are all part of the same mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to set aside the day of Shabbos from the rest of the days of the week. How do you do that? In the beginning and at the end. The two bookends of Shabbos is when you set it aside. So it sounds like, according to the Rambam, then it's pretty mefurish. The Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, there is a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel. It says, Anshei Knesset HaGedola Hiskinu Brachos Kiddushos V'Havdalos. Sounds like from the Gemara that Havdalah was established by Anshei Knesset HaGedola, Ezra Ubeis Dino, which would make it Derabbanan, not d'oraisa. Mufurish Gemara. Anshei Knesset HaGedola or Masakin Havdalah.
The Kiddush there, the Rosh Hashanah is like the Paras, right?
Okay.
And Havdalah, what does it say there? That would be the way we fit with the Reis, we learn the
Tushir. Right. No, that was for the din of Kiddush Makom Shimon. The Makom Kriya Sham Tiyeh, but that's a pasuk from Tanakh. From Nach. Shabbos is from Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. And the Rambam said Kadshehu, right? Kadshehu, correct. Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. So don't say Adol. Very good. So the Rambam says, how are you Mekadesh? What does Kiddush mean? What does the word Kiddush mean? It means holy, but what does holy really mean? Set it aside. So the Rambam says, good, how do you set it aside? By saying when it starts and saying when it ends. If you want to set something aside, you have to say, okay, it starts here, it ends here. So the Rambam's Chiddush is that Havdalah is, that's when the Pasuk says, Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho, Zachreu Al Hayayin, which the Yayin part is probably Dirabonim, but Zachreu Al Hayayin means by saying when it starts and when it ends. It's all part of the same mitzvah. So we wouldn't say Havdalah, the Rambam doesn't count Havdalah and Kiddush as two different mitzvahs. He counts them both as the two components of the mitzvah, the Dereisa of Kiddush. Now, not everybody agrees with that. The Magid Mishnah on that Rambam says, no, look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Anshei Knesset L'Gdolah established it. It's the Rabbonim. It's the Rabbonim. So, Taka, what will the Rambam do with the Gemara and Brachos that suggests that it's the Rabbonim? It says, Anshei Knesset L'Gdolah were misakin it. It's the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that's talking about the Nusuch. The Etzem Chiyuv is the Dereisa. The language, the Nusuch of it, was established by Anshei Knesset L'Gdolah. That's all it means. When it says they were misakin, it means they were misakin the Lashon. They're misakin the nusach of the Havdalah. But others disagree. Others say that it's Dirabanan. They disagree with the Rambam. They say that it's Dirabanan. Now the Aruch HaShulchan says that Lefishitas HaRambam, that it's Dereisa. So what's the nature of it? It follows exactly like Kiddush. So what did we say about Kiddush? We said according to the Magen Avraham, if you remember, Kiddush, how are you mekayim the mitzvah Dereisa of Kiddush? You don't remember? Right, but when are we Mekayim? In Davin. Remember the Magen Avraham said, by Davin you're Mekayim Mitzvah.
Well,
in Shmoneh Esrei, right? Or either by Chul, we had a discussion about it because you needed Mitzrayim in there also. The Gemara says you're not Yotze Kiddush unless you mention Mitzrayim. That was the whole deal in the Mishnah Berurah about the Shita of the Magen Avraham. But the Meis, the Mishnah Berurah goes with it. He goes with the Shita of the Magen Avraham. Kiddush is your Yotze Kiddush D'Oraisa with Davin. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's the same thing with Havdalah. Your Yotze with davening. Because Chazal were misaking to say it in davening. When do we say it in davening? In Atachone, in Atachon Antonu. So he says it's the same exact, it parallels Kiddush. Just like Kiddush, you're making the Dereisa with davening, and then they were also misaking to do it ala kos. But when you go home and you do it ala kos, that's the Rabbonim. Because you're already making the Dereisa. Same thing with Havdalah. You're making the mitzvah Dereisa when you daven, and you say to Atachon Antonu. That's the Iker Havdalah. Then when you come home and you do it ala kos, with the ner and with the besamim, that's all the dirabonan chiv. Because with the reiser yotzi. Now, if you missed out in davening, let's say you forgot to say it in davening, so now when you come home, you'll say Abdullah, that Abdullah will be a dirayser. Because you never said Abdullah in davening. But if you say it in davening, you were already yotze the dirayser chiv. Now, why do we do it in atachone? Why do we do it in atachone?
Because we have the...
That's excellent, right. So we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us Bina Lahavchim, right? Bina Lahavchim. So that's the basic pshat. Why is it an Atachonim? Because in order to be Lahavdil, be Kodesh Nachol, be Nor Lachoshech, be Yisrael Lahamim, you need Das. But Mishnah Berurah quotes another reason. Mishnah Berurah says, because you're not allowed to make personal bakashas on Shabbos. So when we get up to the bakashas, the first bakasha, we have to say Abdullah in the first bakasha. It matters us to say the rest of Shmon Esrei, right? The first three brachos are the beginning of Shmon Esrei. That's the when we're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atah Kadosh. And then when we get to Atah Chonen, we start to ask him. But before we get to the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Chonen Adas, we have to first say Havdalah in order to get out of Shabbos, so we're no longer with our personal bakashas.
We're
going to
have the same question that we had with Kiddush.
Excellent, which is? Oh, good. So if you were already Yotze in Shul by davening, so you're only Chayv in Dirabanan, and the wife is Chayv in Dereisa, how can the Dirabanan come and be Motzi the Dereisa? Right. So we had the same issue that we had, and we had a whole discussion. Okay. So if she says, Baruch HaMadim and Kosh, maybe she was Mekayim the Dereisa also, and therefore she's only also Dirabanan. So also going to have another Nafkamina that we had mentioned earlier, which is So a lot of times at bar mitzvahs, they like to have the bar mitzvah boy make kiddush. They like to have the bar mitzvah boy make avdalah. Now, if somebody in the crowd forgot to say atachan antonim, which every crowd, you know, if I'm in the crowd, so then always, there's always someone who's forgetting atachan antonim, because I often forget it. Right? So, in Yonah Diyoma, if you have a bar mitzvah boy who's making havdalah at his bar mitzvah, so if somebody in the crowd forgot to say atachan antonim, that means that he's still chayiv in avdalah midiraisa. He hasn't been yotzei yet. So now, when the bar mitzvah boy wants to be motzi him, the bar mitzvah boy is maybe chayiv midiraisa. Why? Because we don't know for sure the bar mitzvah boy is a gadol. They're two simanim, Cyrus and Shana. We say, listen, we don't have to do Cyrus check. Once he hits the age, we can assume that he's a gadol. And that's only for mitzvos derabanan. For mitzvos derabanan, we have to know he's a gadol. We won't allow him to be motzi other people if he's in a derabanan chiyuv, if we don't know that he's a gadol. So how can he make avdalah? So if everyone said atachan antanu in shul, so everyone was already yotzei in a derabanan, everyone's only chayv in a derabanan now. So he could be motzi people in a derabanan. Because we assume he's probably a gadol and he's chayv in a derabanan, can be motzi in a derabanan. But if someone forgot a tachan antanu, he can't be motzi it. So it becomes a little bit tricky. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch a little bit later in Reish Tzadi Tes says that, you know, maybe we'll flip over there for a second. If you flip to Reish Tzadi Tes.
Most of them hold not the rights anyway.
What was that? Right. If we don't hold like the Rambam, so, right. Correct. So if you look in Reish Tzadi Tes, Yud, he tells us very important halacha. Oser, Reish Tzadi Tes Yud. Oser lasos shum malacha kodem shiavdil. It's oser to do any malacha before you say havdalah. V'im hivdil b'tfilah mutter. Afal pi shadayim lo hivdil al kos. So if you said Abdullah in davening, seder, then you're okay. But if you didn't say Abdullah in davening, so you're not allowed to do malacha. In tzarech lasos malacha, kodem shehivdil betfila, what do you do? So you're omer hamavdil ben kodesh uvein chol, velo bracha v'osa malacha. So this is where we get the practice. You say hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, ben arlechosh ben yishalom im, or even just hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol is enough, it sounds like. Right, he says ben kodesh ubein chol. Correct, that's his lashon. Correct. If in the Mishnah Berurah he says ein tzarich lomar kol halashon shel avdol, so l'chor you don't have to say the hamavim kodesh l'chol ben or l'choshech ben yisrael l'amim. You don't have to say all of that. And he says here in the Rama v'chein nashim she'enon mavdilin b'tfila yesh l'lamdom sheyomru hamavim kodesh l'chol kodim sheyasu malacha. You have to teach the women that if they want to start cleaning up, they want to start doing malacha. They haven't heard of Dali yet, because let's say they're not davening Marv. The husband's still in shul. They have to say, I'm avdi v'kodesh l'chol, before they start. Then he says that some say this is only by a malach gemura, but that's the straight halach. So before we do any malacha, you have to either daven, tachar antanu, or alakos, or say, I'm avdi v'kodesh l'chol. So this is something that we talked about when we discussed Kiddush. So there's a big shayla. Let's say it's Moshe Shabbos. You want to get on a bus in Eretz Yisrael. The driver is Jewish, and he's chiloni. So you have to assume he didn't say Avdol. So how can you get on the bus? He's not allowed to do malacha. He's not allowed to do malacha. So there's some people who say...
What does that
have to do with you? It's the Fnei Iver. It's yeah. You can't assist him. You can't help him. So Tzitz Eliezer was asked this question. He said that some people wanted to say that if you say to him Shavuot Tov, he says back to Shavuot Tov, he's the Yotzei Avdalah. He says the Pashto, certainly according to the Rambam, he says that's not true. The Rambam had said you have to say Divrei Shevach, just like Kiddush. We said that Rabbi Kivi Eger suggested maybe so if you say the Shabbos and the wife says back to Shabbos, she was Yotzei Kiddush. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. He says, I don't understand. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, you have to speak about the Shevach Hayom. Where's the Shevach Hayom when you say good Shabbos? When you say Shavuot Tov? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a very fascinating analysis. Listen to what he says. He says, you don't really need to say Avdol Dubalah. Maybe we referenced this before. Midyareisa, once Shabbos is over, it's over. There's an Isser D'Rabbanan. We just read, you have to say Avdolah there. Right? In Reish Tzadi Tassiyot, he just said, you have to say Avdolah before you do Malach. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, that's a D'Rabbanan Isser. It's D'Rabbanan. It's Midyareisa. Shabbos is over once three stars come out. And why did the Rabbanan create that Isser that you can't do Malach until you say Avdolah? Because they don't want you to forget to do Avdolah. So, Eschatayani Maskirayon, I was once in the yeshiva for Shabbos, and we missed Havdalah in the yeshiva. We were going to take care of something. We missed Havdalah. We were trying to find grape juice we couldn't find. So I said to my wife, all right, we'll go home. We'll make Havdalah at home. And we said, I'm after you. Got in the car. We drove home. And then we put the kids to bed, and we forgot. The next morning, one of my kids at breakfast, you know, getting ready for school, and my kid was like, we didn't say Havdalah last night. So we said Havdalah, you know, Sunday morning, we said Havdalah, you know, over breakfast. But you could forget. So if you're allowed to do malacha before you say Avdallah, so you'll start with your malacha, and you'll never say Avdallah. So they created an Isser. You cannot do malacha until you say Avdallah. At least until you say Amadzi ben Kodesh Lachol. You can't do malacha until you do Avdallah. So here's the big chiddush of the Tzitz Eliezer. He says, therefore, you have to be like someone like Tzitz Eliezer to say something like this. He says, therefore, someone who's not planning on saying Avdallah, there's no Isser to do malacha before Avdallah. The whole reason for the Isser to do malacha before Avdallah was to make sure you say Avdallah. But if you're not going to say Avdallah anyway, there's no Isser. He says that he thinks that's also pshat with eating before davening. You're not supposed to eat before davening. It's a straight halacha. You're not supposed to eat before davening. Why? Because we're nervous that if you start eating, you certainly can't eat a meal. Meaning even those who are mako to have a rogalach and a cup of coffee, and you definitely can't have a meal. You can't sit down and have a bagel before davening. And even the Hasidim will speak about eating and helps you daven. It doesn't mean you can have a suda. It means you can eat something. So, why is there an Isser to eat before davening? I'll daven before this man. What's the problem? Because they think that if you sit down and eat, you start having a meal, you're not gonna daven. You'll forget to daven. You get involved in the meal, you forget to daven. So he says, same yisod. If someone's not gonna daven, there's no Isser to eat before davening. It's a big chiddush. But he says it has to be that way. Because if you have a Chiloni Jew over at your house, any time of day, how can you give him any food? Forget about the question, he's going to make a bracha, he's not going to make a bracha. You remind him to make a bracha. How can you feed him? He hasn't davened yet, right? It's 11 o'clock. He's working in your house. You bring him a cookie because he's working hard. And then you can say to him, wait, did you daven Shacharis yet? Oh, you know, it's Asr to eat before Shacharis. You have to go daven Shacharis first. No one's ever heard of that. No one's ever said you can't give a Chiloni food because he hasn't davened yet. What do you mean? It's Asr to eat before davening. He hasn't davened yet. So this is it's poshut. I'll tell you why. Because the Isser D'Rabbanan is for someone who's going to daven. You can't eat before you daven. If you're not going to daven, there's no Isser. It's a big chiddush.
It's a big chiddush.
What was that?
The kiddush of Shabbos is more than
Abdullah Shabbos. No, you still have a chiyuv.
No,
you still have a kiddush. You still have a chiyuv. So you can't get out of Shabbos. Shabbos is if you have a kiyuv. You don't have to accept Shabbos.
So the way it comes in with a blink, it goes out with a blink.
He didn't say it like that here. He didn't say it like that. He just said that Midyareisa, it's based on the times. So once, like you're saying, once Shabbos ends, Shabbos is over. Now there's an Isser D'Rabbanan to do Malacha before Avdallah, but that's only to make sure you do Avdallah. So he says, if you're not going to do Avdallah, that's it. So that would be the hefty to get on a bus, you know, a Chiloni Jew driving a bus or a taxi driver. Unfortunately, he's not going to say Avdallah. So he's not going to say Avdallah. There's no Isser for him to do Malacha before Avdallah. Okay. What happens if you forget to say Atachan Antonu? We said that really in Ikar, I didn't have to say Atachan Antonu. That's Yumakayim, the Ikar Chiyuv of Avdallah with Atachan Antonu. But Chazal said to do it again ala kos. So what if you forget Atachan Antonu in Shmor Esrei? So Allah says you don't go back and repeat. In fact, Mishaguri even suggests that since you don't go back, it's problematic to go back. So it might be a hefsek. Once they said you don't have to go back, you're maybe not allowed to go back. But you certainly don't have to go back for Atachan Antonu. And what's the reason? The reason is because you're going to end up being Mavdil ala kos when you get home. So you're going to do it the right way when you get home. So because you're going to do it the right way when you get home, you don't have to say Avdallah ala kos. You don't have to say Avdallah in davening. Now, interestingly, if you know you're not going to say Avdallah on a kos, for whatever reason, you don't have wine, then you do have to go back. And the Shulchan Aruch says this explicitly. We're back in Reish Tzadi Beis, Reish Tzadi Tzadi Dalet. He says, if you're tall, v'lo v'idil b'tfila, v'ein lo kos b'layla, V'sober sh'aflo machar lo yelo, tzorach lachzor l'spal. It's this idea that you don't have to go back for atachan antanu. That's only if you're planning on making avdala ala kos, because you'll be yotze with the kos. If you're not going to make avdala ala kos, of course you have to go back, because you need to say avdala ala kos. Now here's an interesting halacha that a lot of people do not know about. There's a lot of halacha people do not know about. This is the knas. The knas of avdala. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you didn't say Avdallah in Davin, you didn't say Avdallah in Davin. First of all, you're not allowed to eat before you make Avdallah. That's the law. You're not allowed to eat before you make Avdallah. Now, we said you don't have to go back for Atachan Antanu, but if you did not say Atachan Antanu in Davin, and then you go home and you eat before Avdallah, you have to say Shmon Esrei again with Atachan Antanu. It's happened to me once. That if you forget Atachan Antanu, that's happened more than once. If you forget Atachan Antanu in Davening, and then you eat before Avdallah, Chazal gave a knas that you have to say Shmon Esrei again with Atachan Antanu. Because you ate in between. It's brought down here in... where is it? It's in Mishnah Berurah Dalet here, which is in Aleph. Im Toam, let's read Aleph. Omrim Havdol B'chonin Adas. V'im Toa V'lo Hivdil, Mashlim Tfilah So'v'en Choser. So you don't have to go back. V'pnei Shetzorach La'avdil Alakos. V'im Toam Kodim Shivdil Alakos. But if you ate something before you made Havdol Alakos, Tzorach Lachzur La'avdil B'tfilah, you need to go back and say Havdol in Davening. And says the Mishnah Berurah, Afagav the Kaimelon, Dim Tom V'Ochal Kodem Avdol Yochal Avdayel Acharkach. Even though if you forgot Avdol, you ate before Avdolah, it's okay. You can still say, that's assuming you had said it in Davening. Mikol Mokum Kan De Toa Gam B'Tfila Kan Sinan Lei B'Tzarch Lachzur L'Spal La'Avdil B'Tfila. This is a halacha a lot of people do not know about. So if you missed Atochan Antanu and you ate when you got home before Avdolah, you have to daven Shmona Esrei again. Okay, we'll do. Let's do one last simon here. Reish Tzadi Hei. So first, we're told Omrim by the Rama. Omrim v'hinoam v'seder kedusha barichus kedei la'acher seder kedusha she'az chozrin rishon l'gehenim. So the Rama says that all the rishon are let out of Gehenim, and they have to go back on Motzei Shabbos, and that's a reason. But that doesn't happen until we're done with Maariv, and therefore we try to slowly say v'hinoam. And we say Volotzion, the Kedusha part of it, in order to be ma'acher for the neshamos that are going back to Gehenim. Ubizman she'en omrim v'inoam, kikon shechal yomtev b'shavua, en omrim seder kedusha, avol omrim v'yitein lacha. So the Rama writes that we don't say v'inoam, and the rest of what we say after Maariv, when there's going to be a yomtev that upcoming week. Now the Sfardim, this is the Rama. The Sfardim do not hold that way. Sfardim say v'inoam even if there's going to be a yontif. But the Ashkenazi practice, if there's going to be a yontif that week, so we don't say v'inoam. And
they got a break. So you keep up every time, you're good.
Agav, we had mentioned before about Rabbi Tam. There's a whole question about, right, we said that you can daven Maariv. So you could daven Maariv before Shabbos ends. You daven Maariv and say Havdalah before Shabbos ends. You just have to wait until Shabbos ends in order to do Malacha. Mishnah Berurah is very against it. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do it. He says, first of all, people are going to start doing Malacha early. If you're davening Maariv early and saying Havdalah and then waiting until Shabbos ends, he says people end up doing Malacha before Shabbos ends. He's very against it. So there's a question. Let's say you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Can you daven Maariv and Havdalah with the Tzibur and then you get home and you'll just wait until Rabbeinu Tam? Or do you have to wait to say everything until after Rabbeinu Tam? So he writes there that if you're only doing Rabbeinu Tam mitzad achumra, so then it's okay, which many people who are machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, they're only machmir for Rabbeinu Tam l'chum. They don't actually hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Some Hasidim do. But non-Hasidim, it's usually just the Chumrah for Rabbeinu Tam. So it's interesting. Here, what you see in the Mishnah Berurah is he says, even when there's a Yontif that week and you're not saying Vihinoam, you still say Vihitein Lecha. And, unfortunately, a lot of people, it's fallen out of practice by a lot of people to say Vihitein Lecha. And a lot of shuls, really the shul is supposed to say Vihitein Lecha. And the reason why you say it is because, there's a great line, some people don't say the Harachamon's invention on Shabbos. They ended Yichasreina. I think I might have even mentioned this. So they asked the Chazon Ish about it. And he said, you don't have to say them. You just don't get them. I mean, they're all brachas. So you don't have to say them, and you just won't get them. So it's up to you. You don't have to say them. So it's the same thing. Vitei Lecha, it's all brachas. It's all bakoshas for brachas for the week. So if you don't want the brachas, you don't have to say them. But that's what Vitei Lecha. And therefore, you say Vitei Lecha, even when there's a yantiv, we still say Vitei Lecha. And many shuls nowadays, they don't say it. Despite, there's no real sources not to say it. You're really supposed to say it in shul. And in Rav Shurmbach, not Rav Shurmbach, in Piskei Tshuvas, it's brought down that Apid the Arizal, you should really say it at home after Havdalah. So it could be that's the reason why people stopped saying it in shul, because they wanted to hold like the Arizal, and then, then they didn't say it at home, and then they didn't say it in shul, and everybody lost that. But you really should be trying to say it in shul. Shulchan Aruch here, though, once he finally gets to the actual Shulchan Aruch, right now we've just been reading the Ramah, so there's a practice, certainly in Chutzarts, those of us from Chutzarts probably remember as kids, that they make Avdallah in shul. The kids like to line up and they make Avdallah in shul. And this is based on the Torah. The Torah writes, if you do it in shul in order to be motzi the people who don't have wine. The question is, what about nowadays when everybody, Baruch Hashem, has wine or grape juice? Everyone's able to afford that. And therefore, no one's being yotzei when you make it in shul. So what should you do? So the Ketzos HaShulchan paskins that if nobody's being yotzei with Havdalah in shul, you shouldn't make it in shul. It's making brachas for shul tzarech. That seems to be the minog in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, I've never seen a shul in Eretz Yisrael that makes Havdalah in shul. That is seemingly the minog here in Eretz Yisrael. And they say it's different than Kiddush. There's still shuls. I don't know about here in Eretz Yisrael so much, but in Chutzlaritz, there are many shuls that say Kiddush in shul Friday night. That's mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim mentions to do that. But this idea of making Havdalah in shul, that's only mentioned by the Rishonim. That's the reason why this one we're not as makbid. But the Magen Avraham writes that it's become part of the Seder of Tefillah, and therefore, even if no one's being Yotzei, you should do it in shul. And that appears to be the minhag in Chutzlaritz, in many shuls in Chutzlaritz, that they do Havdalah in shul. So, machlokas and minhagim in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzlaritz about making Havdalah in shul, not making Havdalah in shul. Now, when they make Havdalah in shul, they generally give it to a child to drink. As opposed to the person making Abdullah, because he's going to go home and he's going to make it for his family. Right, one last thing, the Ramah ends this simon by saying, Nogu Lomar Ulahaskir Eliyahu Anovi B'motzoi Shabbos V'spal Sheyavo V'yasrenu Al-Gu'ula. Why is there an inyan? People know to sing Eliyahu Anovi B'motzoi Shabbos. What's the kesher to Eliyahu Anovi B'motzoi Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because Chazal tell us that Mashiach is not going to come on Erev Shabbos. So everyone's tarred with Shabbos. So Eliyahu Novi is not going to come. Mashiach's not going to come and be Matriach else on Erev Shabbos. I imagine most of us would be fine with the Tircha. If we knew Mashiach was here, we would be okay. But that's what we're told. Hashem, Mashiach's not going to come on Erev Shabbos because it's going to be Matriach, everyone. So therefore, on Motzei Shabbos, we're all excited that maybe he was supposed to come on Erev Shabbos, and now there's an extra chance that he's going to come right now. And therefore, that's why there's a practice to mention Eliyahu Novi. People have a minhag to light candles also on Motzei Shabbos, which is also a special inyan to be Mechabed Shabbos. And Mirtz Hashem, next week we're going to get into the actual, this is all Hakdoma, we're going to get into the actual dinim of Havdalah itself, Mirtz Hashem, next week.